The trick is to be specific and know who you want to target, know who you love and you're passionate about helping, and that's the person that you ask for.
Welcome to Stand Out, Get Noticed, the podcast that helps you speak and present with rockstar confidence. I'm Christina Canters, your host and founder of The C Method Communication Skills Training. For free resources and to subscribe to the show, visit thecmethod.com. Hey there, rockstar. Welcome to episode 139 of Stand Out, Get Noticed. My name's Christina Canters, and I'm very excited to introduce you to my guest this week. His name is Alvin Cooney, and he's from Ascentive, which is a global company that trains entrepreneurs and business owners to use the power of strong relationships and referrals to gain new clients and grow their businesses. Alvin's been working in relationship marketing for the past 17 years. He started in the UK and is now based teaching referral marketing programs with Ascentive here in Australia. Now, I met Alvin when he was speaking at a networking event about a month ago. And after his talk, I went and I implemented what he had shared, and I did get results from it. It did work. And I thought, you know, this is fantastic. So I asked Alvin if he would be so kind enough to join me on the podcast and to share his strategies with you. Now, this podcast is for you if you are a business owner and you want to grow your business and create new clients, or if you're looking for new opportunities, but you don't like the idea of networking, or you've tried other marketing strategies and they just haven't worked for you. Now, I mentioned the networking thing because this is not a podcast about networking. It is a podcast on relationship building, which, as I've discovered, is absolutely critical to your success in your business or career. So a few of the things that Alvin and I talk about. Firstly, what is referral marketing anyway, and how is it different to networking? Why it's such a powerful marketing strategy? How to build strong relationships with people who will be your champions and refer you to others, how to communicate specifically what referrals you're looking for, and Alvin also does share his top three networking tips at the end in case you do find yourself at a networking event and you want to make the most of it. Show notes will be at thecmethod.com/Alvin. Now, before we get to the conversation with Alvin, I do want to give a quick shout out to the amazing group of students we had at my public speaking masterclass on Sunday. We had a full class of inspiring women and men who were all there to build their confidence and skill with speaking. And many of the comments that came back through the feedback said that having the opportunity to stand up and practice in front of the group over and over was hugely beneficial to cement their learning, which was fantastic to hear. Now, I will most likely be running another workshop next year, early next year, definitely in the first quarter. So if you want to be notified first and receive early bird pricing and special offers, jump on the email list to be notified. Go to thecmethod.com and sign up to any of my freebies there. If you're already on the email list, then keep an eye out in your inbox for those announcements. Okay, now let's meet our guest this week. He's got a lot to share, so make sure if you can, grab a pen and paper, write down these tips because they are very powerful and very useful. Okay, let's welcome Alvin Cooney.
I started off in the business world and my career in contract manufacturing. We were manufacturing cosmetics and I was based over in the UK. And look, I had no experience and no knowledge in how to actually take this product that we were developing and bring it to a market. All I knew was that I was passionate about these products. I knew how to make them and that somebody out there, there's an audience out there that would be willing to buy these products and get enjoyment from them. So I was fueled with this drive and passion, but I had no idea that the selling process and finding these customers was going to be so hard. And I tried everything. I really did. I put lots of money into advertising. Back then, we're talking a number of years back, social media wasn't as big as it is now. So I dabbled in it, but I got no success from it. I tried networking. Believe it or not, that didn't work. And it wasn't until one time that I was in a conversation with a solicitor contact and friend of mine over in the UK. And he sort of changed my train of thought on the whole process of how to onboard new clients. there was a group of us sitting around a table, and it was my turn to stand up and present. And I had, like I did every single week or every opportunity I had a bag of products, and these were cosmetics. So, and this is many years ago, as I say, I had a bag of deodorants and a bag of shampoo and conditioner and different toiletries. And I used to take one of them out one by one and explain what was in them. And I'm going to use the deodorant as an example. So I tell everybody that was around the table, I tell them the product that was in it, the ingredients, the length of time it took us to make the product, how unique it was, how effective it was. And, you know, after, you know, 50, 60, 70 seconds, it was time for me to finish and I had to sit down, and eventually I would sell one product to somebody around the table, and the following week I'd sell two products, and then the following week I'd sell no products. And then and the journey went on. And about 18 months later, that was when Paul stood up and he said, Alvin, I go into a health food shop regularly, and I buy my health products from this shop. And I was speaking to them about your deodorants, and they are interested in having a conversation with you around them stocking your products and supplying your products to their customers. And then he said, "Would this be a good referral for you?" And I went, "Of course it would." Well, why would you think it wouldn't be a good referral for me? That's exactly what I'm looking for. And he goes, "Oh, well, we didn't know that. We thought that you wanted to sell your products to us." And I went, no, absolutely not. I want to give you these products. You can take them. I felt bad about selling them to you for £4.50 at the time. And it wasn't until then that I realized that the way I was communicating was incorrect. I was selling as opposed to asking my network to help. And that's when the paradigm shift happened. That's when I changed everything. And from there, I had enormous, enormous success. And it was all based around leveraging, first of all, building relationships with key people in my network, and then asking them for referrals. So I was leveraging off their relationships that they had with my potential clients. Mm. And I have been doing that ever since. And I have to say, it is the way to successfully onboard clients.
Wow. And did that lead you to the work you do with Ascentive?
There is a certain gene that you need to have switched on in your head, and I call it the giving gene. So yeah, you do have to switch this light bulb switch on in order for this to work. And I noticed that once my journey through that business, I've since sold that business now, and I'm living over in Perth in Australia. But between me selling the business and being here, I've been involved in teams. I've been a coach in a sporting realm. I have helped business owners from startups right up to corporates in order to grow and expand and build their businesses. And now I'm teaching this referral marketing strategies to many, many business owners right here in Australia. So not only did it help me get my business off the ground, this cosmetic and contract pack business over in the UK, but it actually showed me a light that I'm passionate for helping others. So it kind of fits very, very well with who I am and what I'm very passionate about delivering.
I know that you've got a lot of tips and a lot of juicy things that you want to share with the listeners around how we can start to use referral marketing when we go out and about with networking. But before we do that, can we just define what is referral marketing?
Good. All right. That's a very good question, because a lot of people, if you ask that question to them, they will say it's networking. And it's a lot deeper than networking, because when you go to a networking event, and this is why people get frustrated with it, you go into a room and it's full of people that largely people that you don't know. And your idea now is to go in and network that room in order to leave the room with opportunities to do business. And I have to tell you that exercise is not networking, it's selling. So referral marketing is a strategy. It's a business strategy which attracts new clients through a process of building relationships. And the key is those relationships and this process results in a flow, which is a continuous flow of personally recommended business on a two-way street. So it's a win-win situation. It's not a one-way street. So just to say that again, it is a business strategy, and the strategy is around attracting new business or new clients through building relationships. So it's not necessarily networking. Now, can you do referral marketing in a networking environment? Yes, you can, but it's not you getting in your car with a pocket full of business cards and handing out those business cards in a networking event. That's called selling.
Mm. So, and that's good news for people who don't like the idea of networking, or they don't see the point in networking. So what I'm hearing is that you don't have to go to all of these networking events in order to have this referral marketing strategy work for you.
No, you certainly don't. You don't go into business to be a web designer, to be constantly out and about in networking events and going to the opening of an envelope. You're in business as a web designer to build exciting and beautiful websites. That's what your passion is. It's not to go to networking events. Now, I've got some excellent tips to show you how to get the most out of a networking event, but it's along the lines of referral marketing and using those examples.
Okay. So let's take, for example, someone who's in business. What are the other benefits of referral marketing apart from getting in new sales, new clients?
Okay. There's a number of them, but I guess the one that's going to be most poignant is that when a business owner or an entrepreneur or somebody who's in a position of authority in terms of onboarding new sales and clients and has a team underneath them, they've got an idea in their head of the type of business that they want to be doing. But too often you go to ask the question to business owners and you say, how's business? And they go, oh, I'm very busy. And then you ask them, are you enjoying it? And they say, no, I'm doing all this work that I don't enjoy. And then you say to them, well, why are you doing that? And they go, because I need to do the business. I need to get the work in. I need to pay the bills and do the wages. And I say, well, what business do you like? And they say, well, I like, you know, dealing with this type of client, but I've got to deal with all these other clients over here. So referral marketing will hope to address all of that. And the idea is that the business owner identifies or picks their target market, and the target market is their ideal client, the one that they love doing, the one that they're passionate dealing with. And then they go and they identify people within their network that has access to that person or that group of people.
Mm.
And then that's the type of client that they receive through the activity of referral marketing. And they no longer have to do the business, which is frustrating them, which they have to do to bring in the sales, and they can start doing the business that they had envisaged doing when they set the business up, or they, you know, had that drive to build their business. The referral marketing can be very, very specific. And look, I'm not saying that you're not going to get all sorts of clients coming your way. But what I am saying is that you can be very, very specific and request and ask your network to find you particular business and the business that you want to and that you enjoy doing.
Because like in the first story that you shared, people might want to help you, but they don't know that you need help in that certain area or that you're looking for those specific clients. And I remember in your presentation, you said, don't get others to prospect for you. You need to be clear.
Yeah.
So it's your job to help them to be able to easily think of someone so they can refer them to you.
Yeah, because that's the art of being specific. You know, if my target market is somebody who is 3 years in business, they've been hurt before in terms of they realize that they need education in an area. They've got a bit of money, you know, in the bank so that they're willing to spend a bit of money to learn and educate themselves in this. If that's my target market and you were then to recommend startups to me, Well, yes, I can help startups, you know, immensely. But my the real passion that I have is helping these people that have been hurt before, you know. So therefore, I should be asking my network and identifying people within my network who has access to that group or that individual. I should be asking them to promote and speak about me and tell success stories to them about me, about the type of business I'm doing, and that means that I'm not asking my network to go out and find me clients. I'm asking my network to go out and have conversations with their already the clients that they already deal with, or the people that they've got access to. I'm not asking them to go out and prospect. The common term in business to explain this is, if you ask somebody what type of business they're looking for, and they turn around to you and they say, "Look, I can deal with anybody," or "Everybody can benefit from my product or service." Well, there isn't anyone called anybody, and there isn't anyone called everybody, and you can prove that fact by going through your phone. So if you do say anybody and everybody, yes, you are going to get business. I'm not going to say you're not, but it'll be pretty random.
Yeah, shows the importance of being specific.
Yeah, the trick is to be specific and know who you want to target, know who you love and you're passionate about helping, and that's the person that you ask for.
Okay, so let's say we're clear about who we want to target. We've got our specific type of person that we want to connect with. How do we phrase that in an ask when we're talking with our colleagues or friends, contacts?
Well, the trick is to find people within your network that have got access or that are already in contact with this target market that you're talking about. Let's pick the web designer as an example again. If I'm in SEO, or if I'm in graphic design, or if I do digital marketing, then you would imagine that a web designer would have access to a group of clients that would need some or all of those products or services. Mm. So I'm building a website. The website now, the next stage of the website is to have some SEO built into it. So therefore, if I know a good SEO expert, then the two of those people could be referral partners. So the website designer then does part of the selling process to the client, saying that they now need SEO work, and then they can recommend you.
Sorry, Alvin, before you go on, can you explain a little bit more about what it means to be a referral partner? Is this an official thing that you discuss with them and say, "Hey, can we be each other's referral partners?" How does that relationship come to be?
Yeah, so a referral partner the partnership and the relationship's got to be mutual. So it's all well and good if they can help you, but if you can't help them, then the motivation isn't there for a continuous flow of business.
Sure.
So you do want to try and find a referral partner who you can help. And maybe you look for that first. Maybe that's the first quality that you find. But they also have to have access to a target market which you are passionate about helping. So the way to do it is to find people within your network. That's the key thing, is to find people in your network that have access to your clients. And then you ask yourself a series of questions. The first one is do you like them?
That's important.
So it's very simple. Yeah. Do you like them, and have you got a desire, or are you inspired to help them? Because if you don't like them, you're not going to be wanting to spend time with them, and therefore you're not going to be able to build a very good relationship with them. So that's the very first thing. So if you can tick that box, then you move on. A couple of other things you got to think about is, do you have time, or are you willing to make the time to help them? And have they got time, and are they willing to help you? And that's just a conversation. Are they coachable? Because they are going to need to learn how and understand how to identify the needs which you solve. And they're also going to be, you're going to have to teach them how to, you know, to sell your product or to recommend you as a solution to their needs. They also have to have resources necessary to help you. So whether that be staff, whether that be the technology or the ability. And they also have to have access to a credible relationship within your target market. So that's probably the most important one. So you go down through it to this very simple criterion. If a person falls in a business, somebody in your network who's closely related in business, sort of ticks a lot of those boxes, then you can explore the referral partnership relationship.
Okay. And then from there, I guess you help each other to explain what each other's looking for.
Yeah. Essentially, what you want to try and teach them to do is successfully refer you as a solution to their client's needs. The referral partner should understand and know your business inside out, and you should know and understand their business inside out, so you can replicate this, okay, for them, because it's obviously this is a two-way street. So the idea would be that the referral partner understands and knows your business and knows what your client looks like and knows what your client is looking for, and therefore they can make a much stronger case referring you in, so that straight away when you make that call or you make that first introduction being referred, you're already solving the problem. You know, you're there as the solution to their problem, I've heard that you can do this, that and the other, can you help? No, the client is already sold on the fact that you are the solution. So that relationship and that understanding has already happened. And look, it's not difficult for us to do this. If I give you an example, that I'm at a barbecue and I'm flipping burgers and my friend comes up to me or a colleague comes up to me and tells me that he's got a problem. Well, it's much easier for me to recommend a referral partner, someone who I know, like, and trust, who I know that if I was to pass over this contact or this individual, that they would look after and totally solve the problem that we're discussing. It's a lot easier for me to do that in 5, 6, 10 minutes than it would be if I was to do a cold. So that's the power of referral marketing and relationship development and relationship marketing.
And that's where strong communication is so important, because you need to be able to explain clearly what your business is all about and who you're looking for, because then that will enable them to make that strong referral. Because I've
That's
been
right.
on the receiving end of where someone's introduced me to someone else and said, hey, you guys should connect. But there wasn't much context there and I wasn't quite sure why they were connecting us. And it just makes it really awkward for everyone, because you feel rude if you don't say anything. But at the same time, it makes it really hard to write that reply, because you don't want to waste your time meeting with this person if it's not going to go anywhere. So it puts people in that awkward position if you don't really do your homework and know exactly why you're referring people.
Yeah, and that's why a referral partner, it takes time, you know, to develop this relationship. And that's why there needs to be time on both sides to put towards this relationship. And also there's got to be resources there in order to fuel it. So, but I can tell you, if you get a good relationship with a referral partner and you surround yourself with some key people in your network, this is the way to do it. This is how you can build a business where you are delivering, you know, what you're passionate about, you know, and you can free up all your time where previously you were doing single-minded sales activities to now receiving recommended clients on a continuous basis. This isn't random. This is continuous, on a continuous basis, which you are totally passionate about solving. And this is your realm. This is what you're, you know, this is what you were born to do. You're born to solve this problem that these referral partners are just throwing at you. So, you know, it really does change the way a lot of business owners onboard new clients.
Now, you did mention that you had some tips around networking. Let's say that we are going to networking events. Is there a way that we can use referral marketing to our advantage when we are meeting strangers at networking events?
Look, I've got loads and loads of tips on this, but if I was to shorten them down and pick some real key ones, this would be them. So the first one is do your research. And what I mean by that is make sure that the audience that you're going to, you have that you can connect with. And like everything, I've got examples. So here's an example. I, just in case you haven't guessed, I'm Irish from my accent. And I was off to a Irish networking event there a number of months ago over here in Perth. Now, you would imagine that I would be able to hold my own in an Irish in a group of Irish people and have a conversation with them. And yes, I can. And I'm not saying that that there's anything strange in that. But what I did do before I went into this networking event is I did a small bit of research. I've been out of Ireland for about 20 years, so I'm not 100% up to speed with the politics. I'm not 100% up to speed with all the sports. I don't my knowledge wouldn't be, you know, right there in terms of property and property prices and what's happening in the different states and different regions in Ireland. So all I did was I did about 10 or 15 minutes, literally in the car before I went into this event, and I just scanned the internet around some Irish sites. So therefore, and the reason why I needed to do this research is that I had some conversations that I could be a part of. So I was breaking the ice before I broke the ice. And some people have a little bit of fear around, what am I going to talk about? What conversations can I add value to? Well, a lot of the conversations that happen at networking events are social. And relationships are born when there's a commonality, when there's some common conversation that you can have. That's when relationships are born. So if I know what's happening in the local sports team, and I know that could be a topic of conversation, then when that conversation comes up, I'm not lost. I can get involved and I can be a part of it. So that's the first thing I would say to do. The second thing, point that I would recommend is never go to a networking event alone.
Okay.
Always, always buddy up. Buddy up with somebody. And the trick here is buddying up with somebody who is not in the same profession as you. So don't go with a colleague from your office. Go with somebody who is potentially a referral partner for you or with you, or someone who is in a closely related industry to you.
Okay, why is that?
All right. Well, there's two reasons. The first one is that you've got a companion there, so you're not alone. So that's the first reason. And maybe if you're just going in and learning and getting involved in networking and doing networking for the first time, hang together and stay together for the first couple of events. But after a while, when you build up a bit of confidence and you've done your research and you've got conversations to talk about, then the two of you can split up within a room and you can then at that point start recommending each other. So therefore, you're not coming to the networking event and selling. You're going into the networking event and recommending.
Yes.
And that's where the power of referral marketing comes in. So if somebody says to me, oh, I'm having a lot of issues with my website, then I can turn around and go, wow, you won't believe this, but I have actually seen one of the best website designers that I know, and they're somewhere in this room. Oh, there they are over there. Let me go and introduce you to them. They can solve your problem. And then the third tip would be to, this might be a little bit funny when you hear it first, but don't tell people what you do. So always have a flavored answer to the question of, so what do you do? Because if you tell people what you do, they may not be interested in speaking to you any further. And that could be if you haven't got your I am an accountant on your name badge and someone asks you, what do you do? And they say, well, look, I'm an accountant. Well, if I'm not interested in speaking to an accountant and an accountant is not going to solve my problems right here and now, then I don't want to talk to the accountant. And I'm now constantly looking for ways to get out of this conversation.
So what do we say then?
So what you do is you have a flavored answer to that. And look, this may take a bit of practice. You might want to sit down and pen and paper out and start jotting down some sentences. But if somebody came up to me and asked me what I did, I could turn around and say, hey, look, I'm a trainer. I train people in referral marketing. Now, if you don't know what referral marketing is,
you're
immediately
lost.
Switched off. And you think of referrals. I've tried referrals before. It's pretty random. It doesn't work. Not interested in talking to this guy. So my answer would be that if somebody says, hey, what do you do, Alvin? I'd turn around and go, do you know the way business owners are always wanting more business by referral?
And then they would say, yes.
And that's going to now go, yeah. And I go, well, look, I train people's networks and how they can bring that person referral business. And now it's going to open up another question. So how do you do that? Oh, well, I do that quite simply by training, coaching and speaking. So I've got a, so we're now in a conversation, and if that person wants to explore it or develop it or take it any further, then we can, we're in the conversation rather than me saying, hey, I train referral marketing. Oh, that's great. So what's the, what is, I suppose, the answer to that question? The next one is, so what do you do? Well, I'm an accountant. So what I would say to people is don't tell people what you do, because we're not really interested. If you've, we're totally honest, we're not really interested in what we do. We're interested in a success story, and we're interested in how what you do can help you, either yourself or others. That's really what we're interested in. We're not interested in what you do. So you would typically have an idea of what an accountant does in your head. We don't need the accountant to dive in and say, this is what I do as an accountant, and you know, index everything that an accountant actually does. That's not what the person at the other end of the conversation wants to hear.
No, because that doesn't differentiate you.
No.
Or make what you're saying, you know, interesting. There's a exactly. million accountants who all do that same thing.
Yeah. So just don't tell people what you do. So quite simply, it's do a bit of research before you go, so you're breaking the ice. Buddy up. Have somebody alongside you or in the room who you can refer to. And then the third one would be, have a flavored answer to the question, hey, what do you do?
Love it. And all of those things, I challenge the listeners to, well, implement one thing at the next event you go to. Give that a go. And let me know, you know, what effect it has. Alvin, thank you so much for sharing all your wonderful advice and words of wisdom. You know, it's given me a lot to think about, and I hope it does the same for the listeners as well. If people want to do more training or do some training around referral marketing and learn more about it, where can they connect with you?
Ascentive is in 21 countries around the world. It's a global organization. And we've actually trained, you know, thousands and thousands of business owners. For my Ascentive business, I'm based in Australia, and currently I run referral training programs in Perth and in Melbourne. Now, next year, we've got plans to expand into further states around the country, but right now they're the two states that we're training. The way to find out about Ascentive is simply to jump online and go to ascentive.com. Whatever country you're in, you'll then get navigated to that country's website, and you'll see a list of all the workshops that are on. But typically how we do our training is, and our flagship product is a 14-week training program where we take on anywhere from 8 to 12 entrepreneurs or business owners into a room, and we deliver this training over 14 half-day weeks. So half a day a week, so you do a bit of learning, a bit of doing, a bit of learning, a bit of doing. And we go right through a series of topics, the 7 modules in the training, and at the end of it, you walk away with a referral marketing plan, which is already implemented and set up and working within your business. So it's very, very powerful. We're very passionate about delivering it, and we get immense joy and pleasure out of seeing the entrepreneurs leaving and having success in its activities. So the best way to get in touch with us is either through the website, or you can jump online. You'll find me on Facebook and Instagram and so forth, or straight on email, which is alvinc@ascentive.com.
Love it. Sounds amazing. I hope people definitely go have a look at the work that Ascentive does, because I've not heard of another training company that trains specifically in this type of thing. So definitely worth having a look at. Thank you so much, Alvin. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
I've really enjoyed it, and thank you for the opportunity.
Big thanks to Alvin Cooney from Ascentive for being such a generous guest on the show this week. You can find out more about what he does at ascentive.com, that's ASENTIV.com, or simply visit the show notes at thecmethod.com/Alvin. I'll link it all up there how you can get in touch with him. Now, speaking of referrals, I was just wondering, dear listener, if you would mind maybe being a referral partner for me. See, I'm currently looking for more keynote speaking opportunities, and I thought who better to ask than my podcast listeners. As you know, I'm passionate about helping business owners and professionals to build confidence and the ability to communicate more effectively in the workplace. And I'm looking to share this message to audiences at conferences and corporate events. So if your company or organization or maybe an association you're a part of puts on these large events where the focus is on personal or professional development or on relationship building, I would love it if you could put my name forward to the event organizer or connect us. Or maybe you know an event or conference planner to whom you could say, hey, I listened to this awesome podcast. It's by a great speaker, Christina Cantis. She's amazing. And she has a message I believe would resonate with the attendees of this conference you're organizing. Would you like me to introduce you? Boom. Too easy. If you can keep an ear out and eye out for someone like that, I would absolutely love it and appreciate it so much if you could connect us and make that introduction. See, I've learned that if you don't ask, people won't know what you're looking for. So that is my ask this week. Alvin did tell me that his key to success is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So I've decided I'm going to take some more shots from now on. And that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Keep on being awesome. Yeah, implement some of the things that we shared in this podcast and see if it works for you. You take care and I will talk to you next week. My name's Christina Cantors and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed.